not all bad news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The world's banks and other financial institutions may be in slightly better shape than we thought. At a summit in Istanbul, the International Monetary Fund cut its forecasts for likely losses from the global financial crisis. Let's get the latest from Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard on the line with us live from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
This looks like good news. What is the IMF exactly saying?
It is good news, but nothing to get carried away about. I mean, we are still talking about huge losses here. The IMF says that it thinks banks and other financial institutions will have written off $3.4 trillion between 2007 and 2010, an absolutely eye-watering figure, but still $600 billion less, or 15% less than the IMF thought likely earlier this year.
So why all the optimism then?
Because the IMF says the global economy is growing a bit more strongly than expected, and the recovery in many markets has raised the value of financial assets, so balance sheets are looking in better shape. It also says that the risks to the financial system have subsided because of powerful intervention by governments and central banks.
But Stephen, is everything in this IMF report positive? Are there any warnings there?
No, I mean, the IMF does make the point that the banks in particular are only halfway through the process of facing up to their losses. And it says we can expect some more nasty shocks in the months ahead. And with the banks in fairly weakened state, there is still a significant risk of another downward lurch in the global recession.
All right. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard joining us in London. Stephen, thanks.
OK, Steve.
All right. Let's check the numbers. Markets in Europe are higher, under 0.5% right now. In Asia, shares were mixed. Japanese and Chinese shares closed up. Stocks in Hong Kong lost a little ground. Lower confidence, consumer confidence, in the Conference Board report yesterday made Wall Street a little jittery. The S&P and NASDAQ fell under 0.33%. The Dow was down about 0.5%, 47 points to close at 97.42. There's a formal recall on the way for 3.8 million Toyotas. The automaker's addressing problems with floor mats that could interfere with a vehicle's gas pedal. The company says it'll be the largest U.S. recall in its history. How much information should websites be allowed to collect about us? A new survey out today suggests most Americans think less than they already do. Here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
About two-thirds of the people surveyed say they don't want advertisers to follow their activity online, and even more object when they hear about all the different ways advertisers have to keep an eye on them. The survey is part of a study coming out today from researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and UC Berkeley. It's a big issue these days, how to deal with tracking online activity. The FTC says it's planning to take it up, and so is Congress. Advertisers often use sites like Facebook to say young people don't mind sharing information online. But one interesting thing is the survey responses were similar across all ages. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
If you've ever had to sleep on a hard airport floor, Brendan Ross is feeling your pain. The Austin, Texas man is spending a month flying on JetBlue and flying from airport to airport in order to do it. Ross went on Craigslist asking someone to buy him the airline's pass to fly unlimited for a month. Wired magazine decided to bite and threw in money for airport food, too. Ross says the stunt is crazy, but he'll be able to tell some good stories from the experience.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
In the past few years, fantasy football has turned from a hobby into big business. Here's how it works. Players pay an entry fee, and their money is pooled. Players act like real owners. They draft star players onto their fantasy teams. If the team wins, the owner gets a big chunk of that cash. But what if your star gets hurt? Reporter Sally Herships has more on a new option.
Okay, football fans, remember Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's first game last season?
Tom Brady took a tremendous hit as he released that ball right on his left leg.
Paul Charchian does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, watching it, thinking, no, can't be that bad. Can't get up, get up, get up.
It can be emotional.
Especially if you have money invested. Not only is Charchian a Patriots fan, he also plays fantasy football. Tom Brady was on two of Charchian's five teams. But Brady blew out his knee and was done for the season. In the past, owners of fantasy teams like Charchian just had to suck it up when players were hurt. But now, there's a new option. Insurance. That's real insurance for real players on fantasy teams.
On average, the fantasy team owner spends about $150 to field a team.
Anthony Ciccone is the president of Fantasy Sports Insurance, the company that's offering the coverage. He says an insurance policy costs about 10% of your investment, what you spend on your league fees, fantasy websites, magazines. Say this adds up to that average cost of about $150. Then a policy...
that would cost you about $16.
And if your player gets injured and misses most of the season, you get your money back. Football fan Paul Charchian is also president of the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. He says fantasy players spend $800 million a year on fantasy sports. But will they buy insurance policies? Charchian says only about 5% of players invest big bucks in the game.
But if you were in maybe a $500 league and you had two or three players that were really the keys to your success, it might make sense to spend $50 to ensure the prospects of success and not necessarily take a big loss.
Anthony Ciccone says his insurance company has already sold three times as many policies as they planned. But because the NFL season has already started, you'll have to wait till next year to buy football insurance. So until then, if you're watching a game, keep your fingers crossed that your best player doesn't get hurt.
Stick him!
Kill him!
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Hey, check out our website and share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.